This is the information that just come to hand. We've got our next special guest on, Peter Peters, of course. And we've got the Big O in the Phil Rothfield column, Buzz. What's the buzz? The Big O gives his rugby league players who have made a successful transition to the media since 1970. Number one, Paul Vorton. Number two, Peter Stirling. Number three, Matthew Johns. Number four, Greg Alexander. Number five is Phil Gould. Welcome to the program. Number six, Peter Peters. Hello, Zorb.
5'8".
That'll be the first time you had the six on for a while.
Yeah, it is a long time. What about the Barty Barty? I heard your comments. What a delightful breath of fresh air she is. And I stayed up and watched it. And to all the people up at beautiful Springfield Lakes, which is a suburb virtually of Ipswich, the Barty tennis courts are there. She still coaches kids, goes to the local pub. She's an Australian icon, and God bless her after that victory. Just the way in which she handles herself. Fantastic.
Yep. Yeah, and we haven't actually made mention of the fact that she left tennis for 2 years to pursue her cricket dreams and then came back to the sport.
Yeah, and within, played okay too. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Exactly. And within 3 years now, she's climbed to number two in the world and she's a Grand Slam winner. Unbelievable. Yeah. Hey, Zorb,
nice win last night, $2.4 million or something. And, I understand. I will say it. I understand her boyfriend works at the local golf course where he's a greenskeeper.
Okay. Yeah.
At the big golf course there at Springfield Lakes. Happy days.
With her hand-eye coordination, I'm tipping she can play golf pretty well as also Ash Barty. Hey Zorb, we'll go straight to Origin. Brad Fittler, Jimmy made mention of it earlier. Is the party over for Freddie?
Well, I think it is. And I've been saying it for a long time now. Everyone loves Freddie, and I'm in that boat. I think he's a great guy and always happy and everything. But it's time New South Wales stopped feeling the soil between their toes and put their football boots on. And it's time that Brad Fittler picked his side on form, not on what went on last year. Last year doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
New South Wales were outplayed, outcoached, outsmarted by Queensland, and the 18-14 score line was flattering, I reckon, to the Blues on Wednesday. New South Wales, I thought they handled the bench poorly, and I know we discussed this texting each other during the games. I mean, having Cameron Murray, Payne Haas and Angus Crichton on the field at once, I reckon that was a disaster. It didn't work. Three inexperienced when it comes to State of Origin forwards, two of our smallest forwards. And it was a time when Queensland took full advantage straight after half-time, gained the ascendancy and took control of the game. I know the New South Wales halves are being blamed a fair bit and they weren't as good as we know they can be.
Yes.
And they were outplayed by Daly Cherry Evans and Cameron Munster. But the New South Wales hooker, Damien Cook, he ran riot in the first 30 minutes and he got no support. How many breaks did he make?
Yes.
I've seen a quicker player over 10, 15 metres than Damien Cook, but it was all for nothing. I think it's time, and I don't think I'd ever say it, but he's had six fantastic games in a row. It's time for Mitch Pearce to come back and run the show. His form demands it, and, okay, people say he hasn't performed in the Origin arena. Well, he didn't perform against the greatest Queensland side of all time.
Yes.
They're not as good as that now.
Yes.
Give him a chance. Give him another chance. I don't think Nathan Cleary, he'll get plenty more chances and opportunities in the future. No David Clemmer for Origin 2 in Perth. I'd give Matt Lodge an Origin jersey.
Yes.
I'd look at McLean, although he got injured hamstring last night. Look, Fittler's 2-4 in Origin and 46% as an NRL coach. If he's not under the pump as a coach, he should be.
Okay, Pierce is halfback. Who's your 5'8"? Where does Tommy T play?
Well, I wasn't all that impressed with Tommy T last night.
No, but he's in your Origin 2 side, right?
Well, I'll wait and see how he plays next week. He lacked confidence last night. Wow. And I don't know whether I'd put him straight back in the arena, maybe for Game 3. But I thought he was just last night under the high kicks and he didn't look himself. Look, he still played his part in the Manly win, but it wasn't the time. He has been out a fair while, and that's a horrific injury he's had.
Gee, I think the Blues need to pick him because he's one of those players, Saul, that makes things happen. He can make try-scoring opportunities out of nothing, Tommy T.
Yeah, well, they play St George Illawarra at Lotto Land next Sunday.
Yep.
Let's see how he pulls up there, gets through the game okay, and he gets back to something like himself. Sure, straight back in. But I think we've got bigger problems than out wide in that New South Wales side. What do we do with Latrell Mitchell? His confidence is down around his bootlaces. There's something wrong with that young man, and I wouldn't pick him in his current state of mind.
Okay.
There's obviously something wrong. He didn't come back with a side. He went home to Tari.
Yes.
He's not playing today. We're not being told the true story. And if we're not being told the true story, I wouldn't pick him.
All right. Mitchell Moses gets $2.5 million over 3 years. Does he deserve it?
In my opinion, no. I don't think he's that valuable a player. He's a good player, but he's not in that paycheck class, in my opinion.
Well, one half back who is Dally Cherry Evans. He was fantastic for Queensland coming back off that injury on Wednesday night, and he was great again for Manly last night, Zorb.
Yeah, what a 36 hours for DCE. What a change in his reputation over the last 12 months. I mean, Queensland couldn't cop him not all that long ago. I thought he showed amazing resilience to get back onto the field and lead Queensland on Wednesday, and then to back up last night and showed what a leader he is now. Interesting to see that Manly have passed their points tally for the entire of season from last year to last night, and they've beaten South Sydney, Canberra, Knights and the Sharks, all in the top four, and they've beaten all of those. So Jesse Hazell's done an amazing job there.
The fact that you made mention of that they've now made more points than last year, I can't help but think that it triggers some sort of clauses in Dez's contract that he gets paid more money or something. Has he been talking to you about that?
He's always talking about money.
That's what I mean.
He doesn't talk about anything else. You think it's time I went for an upgrade?
I tell you what, having a look at the NRL futures market here, the Roosters $3.25, South Sydney $4.50, Melbourne $5. So there's three there that take a lot of the market. Next up, on $11, up Cronulla.
Up Cronulla for sure. I mean, they're now getting set to really bite in the second half of the competition. And with the NRL's youngest coach in Johnny Morris, good luck to him and the job he's done. And I noticed last night in an interview, I don't know whether you saw it, prior to the game, they interviewed him. He looked upbeat. And he said, look, I've thrown away the set structured plays that Cronulla have used in the past, which I thought was a bit of a backhander at the former coach. And I thought, good on you. You've made your mark on this side. He's getting them to rely on their skill, play what's in front of them, play up front football, forget about structured plays. And with Matty Moylan and Wade Graham back from injury and proving lethal on the left-hand side in attack, the Sharks look to be the big improvers. And Sean Johnson's back next week. They won 42-22. Against Parramatta, very impressive. I thought young Flanagan is just improving each week.
Yes.
The drums are beating that he's going to go to the Roosters before June 30, and that Shane Flanagan may pop up as coach of the Canterbury Bulldogs. So some interesting stuff still happening behind the scenes there. What about what went on over in Auckland? Once again, this Warriors side, with no pressure from Origin, they don't have an Origin representative. So this is normally the time that they make hay while the sun shines, but not this Warriors side. Ever since Steve Kearney left his cosy coaching job as assistant to Craig Bellamy in Melbourne, he's been seeking success at international level and recognition as a head coach in the NRL. It just hasn't worked. Great guy that he is. And Bellamy in the Storm may have delivered a sledgehammer to Kit Kearney and his future and his disappointing side with that 32-10 win at Mount Smart. The Warriors, as I said, no Origin players. Storm had four players backing up. And after a good start, the Warriors fell in the heap again. They're privately owned. They're an embarrassment, I reckon. They can't make the eight at the halfway mark.
Yeah.
What a season for them. Their management, their coaching and recruitment is an embarrassment. They should be a juggernaut. But they're simply big plasticine men who laugh and smile with the opposition on the field after every defeat, and there's plenty of them.
Yeah. Mm. All right, let's get to your zapper for today. You've got three games to choose from, including the Brisbane Broncos running around at 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. It's most unusual.
Yeah, before I do, can I just say, recognise a wonderful achievement during the week with Graham Lowe, the former Queensland Origin coach, the former Manly coach, Wigan coach, New Zealand coach, knighted during the week for services to youth education in New Zealand. Fantastic bloke, good mate of mine. I texted him during the week and he's absolutely thrilled over it. I recall Lowy coaching New Zealand to beat Australia at Carlaw Park in 1985 it was, and 18-0 the Kiwis beat Australia. Henry Tartner, who then came over and played with Canterbury, kicked six goals in the mud. I hopped on the Australian bus after the game, and on one side was Wally Lewis and all the Queenslanders. On the other side were the New South Wales players. Mm. Four Queenslanders were dropped after that game, and so too was the Australian coach, Terry Fernley.
Yes.
Media got on the buses in those days. Graham Lowe coached that New Zealand side, then came over to Australia and coached in Brisbane, and then went over and coached in England with great success before joining Manly. Fabulous bloke, and I couldn't be more happy for him.
Absolute legend. Absolute legend of the game, and congratulations to him. Righto.
Okay, the zapper.
Your zapper.
Yep. I'm going Broncos today. They'll be too good for the disappointing Titans, who have got a lot of trouble. I don't think I've ever seen a season where there are players that are having issues mid-season like what's going on now. Ash Taylor is the latest one there.
Yes.
On a million a year, so he can have a rest and just count his money. I think the Roosters will be good enough today to beat the Panthers. I can't see enough points in the Panthers. I'm looking forward to this game. I'm looking forward to seeing how young Martin plays today, because he had a blockbuster against Manly last week.
But didn't he? What?
I'm going for the Roosters to win, just on the fact that they can get the job done under adversity. And I think the George Illawarra will put another nail in the Bulldogs' coffin for their wooden spoon in the big game tomorrow.
And that's all at the line?
All at the line, all up Triple Tree.
All right.
We got 4-1 New South Wales, would you believe it? Mm. When we started off so well, I thought we're home here, but should have known better.
Didn't happen. They'll get another chance in a couple of weeks' time over there in Perth. Good on you, Zorb. We'll speak next week.
Okay, boys.